party. The next item is the Farmington Farms Homeowners Association.
Kathy, can I get the lights?
It really is.
Good afternoon. Farmington Farms Homeowners Association is requesting authorization to construct a 4-foot wide by 40-foot long concrete boat ramp and a 6-foot wide by 40-foot long open pile tending pier at their property along the Pamunkey River in Hanover County. Hanover County has not adopted the model wetlands ordinance, so you are charged today as the local wetlands board for this project. The project is located about 4 miles downstream of the Route 360 crossing of the Pamunkey River. Richmond would be off the lower left-hand side of the slide. Just a close-up of that same area, you can see the river is quite sinuous. This portion of the Pamunkey is pretty rural in character. It's largely wooded along the shoreline, some agricultural development. Boating activity is seasonal and considered to be light to moderate. The association, their individual lot owners have rights to access the river through their restrictive covenants and an easement granted across the properties of Gary and Jody Chapman and R.E. Watson and Associates. Here you can see the specifically the river access across the two properties. It also includes a turning area and a parking area as well as the boat ramp, which is also the proposed structure shown there. I've attempted to show the access on this aerial. They would essentially enter the access off of the existing subdivision road and travel down to the river. This is just the recent aerial of the Pamunkey River. As you can see, it's quite wooded. The ramp would be down in this area here. This is a ground shot showing you the area where the ramp would be constructed, and then looking straight down the bank here. There is a makeshift ramp there now that was apparently put in by the developer back in the 80s. If you approve this, that would be removed, and the new ramp would be constructed in this location along with the tending pier. Just a close-up of the plan view drawing, the ramp shown in red, the tending pier in brown to scale. The ramp and pier would extend about 30 feet channel to mean high water and about 9 feet channel to mean low water. Cross-section of the ramp and the pier. BIMS estimates that the ramp will result in the filling of 252 square feet of non-vegetated wetlands, specifically a sand-mud mixed flat community, as well as 108 square feet of subaqueous land. They are recommending approval of the project since they consider its impacts to be minimal. And I'll just leave that last shot up of the ramp's location. Kathy, lights, please. In summary, the adverse impacts to the marine environment associated with the proposed construction are considered by BIMS and staff to be minimal in nature. Accordingly, in light of this, the repair and access granted by the association's covenants and easement, and in consideration of all the factors contained in Section 28.2.1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of this project as proposed. This recommendation is also based upon the following additional findings. One, that the anticipated public and private benefits of the activity exceed its anticipated public and private detriment. Proposed development conforms to the standards described in Section 28.2.1308 of the Code and the guidelines promulgated by the Commission pursuant to Code Section 28.2.1301. And three, the proposed activity does not violate the purposes and intent of Chapters 12 and 13, Subtitle 3 of Title 28.2 of the Code. Further, staff recommends a royalty in the amount of $81 for the encroachment of the pier and the ramp over 162 square feet of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of 50 cents per square foot. Mr. Pruitt, that concludes my
presentation. Any questions for Randy from the Commission? Thank you, sir. All right. Anyone here representing Farmington that wishes to address the Commission? Come on up here, Ron, and say a few words, and I'll see if anybody here is in opposition. I want to put you under oath anyway. I got some questions I want to ask you from years ago. Do you swear the testimony you'll give be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth will help you, God?
I do.
Mr. Sutton's a former state employee, ladies and gentlemen, and a very fine reputation in Richmond and others. He's retired, with some of us going to be joining him shortly. State your full name, Ron.
Okay, my name is Ron Sutton, and I am a member of the Farmington Farms Homeowners Association Building Committee. I'm here to represent our application and answer any questions that you might have. I don't have anything to add to what the staff has presented, unless you have some questions.
Okay, thank you very much. Any questions from the commission? All right, thank you, Ron. Anyone here in opposition to this application? No one in opposition? The matter is before the commission.
Mr. Scott.
I move we approve it as recommended by staff.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Holland. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Carried. Thank you all very much. All right. I believe this is another one for you. Andrew Edmonds.
Yes, sir.
Randy?
Randy.
Item 12.
Kathy, I could just go ahead and get the lights, please. Mr. Edmonds is requesting authorization to construct 373 linear feet of riprap.